14, the Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance, which is applied towards our redemption. So if you imagine yourself as a car, and your car had a lot of neat features, how much would a person pay for a car? $50,000? Cars are kind of expensive these days, you know. Unless you buy a used car or some car that's very, very cheap, doesn't have a whole lot of features, you could probably get it a little bit lower. But you're not going to get a whole lot of change out of $50,000. Not everyone has the resources to take $50,000 out of the bank and go buy it. So you put 10% down, 5% down, whatever the deal is cut, and you start paying for the car. So if we value inanimate objects like a house and a car and all this stuff that way, how can we devalue a human being? I believe that we have a mission. Every single one of us have a mission. And that mission is to help the Holy Spirit, be guided by the Holy Spirit, to search those that could be saved. Now, Herod was an evil, evil ruler. Well established. But John was working on him. Wasn't good enough. There are people that you and I are gonna come across that as a lost cause. I believe that we're given a magnificent gift, the gift of eternal salvation. What do we do with that gift is all up to us. Do we barter it for some fancy dance, some fancy car, or do we take it serious and realize that we have been bought by God? Consider that. Consider your value and what God was willing to pay for it. Let us pray.